Wolverine origin.
Now, come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd up, y'all.
N-E-R-D up. N-E-R-D up.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson.
Nerd up.
Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, along with
Tony Collins.
And Tim Matson.
And that's it. Everybody else kind of just found other things to do, and we decided...
Bunch of losers.
Exactly.
What could possibly be more important than hanging out with us for an hour and talking about nothing and everything at the same time?
Nothing is more important. However, one of the things that, let's say Eric, he's going to watch Terminator, the new Terminator movie. He may be joining us later. So
he may be back.
And you know what? That's funny. I read a story about Arnold having to evacuate his home because of the wildfires out there. And I'm just like, for the life of me, please, Arnold, when you were driving away, please say, "I'll be back." I just want to know if he said that, but I don't know.
Well, if he didn't in real life, I know he did when he was on. I think he was on with Jimmy Fallon or one of those guys, and I think he said it then.
Okay, you'll see.
So he was listening.
All right, good, good. And then, but anyway, so he's watching the Terminator movie. Isaac, my wife got him to help my stepdaughter move. So, all right, I guess it's a family thing. No, my wife, she didn't listen to me. I told her we had plans. She never listens. And then Tim Coker, he didn't say why. He just said, nope.
So. He's better than this.
At least for today. At least for today.
Yeah, and your wife had the audacity to ask if this could just be rescheduled.
Right, yes.
No.
Then you know how hard it is for me to find time in my schedule? Yeah.
We're all quite important. At least I am in my own mind.
Yeah. Plus, I said 2:00 on Saturday. That's it. Yeah, well, all right, whatever, it works. Anyway, so without everybody here, I'm sure three of us can come up with something to talk about. And Tony's taking up juggling now. And
Well, Eric sent a message that said, Skype isn't working.
Oh. Oh. Well, it is for us. All right, so let's see. So Terminator's come out. Eric went and saw it. What else is going on? Let me see if I can bring him into this phone call. So we did get you in on the phone call. Okay, so we were just getting ready to talk about the Disney Plus. We'll talk about your experience with Arnold here in a moment there, Eric, because we know that's what you went and saw. Disney Plus, November 12th, is that right?
Yep, November 12th is when it drops, goes live.
And everything Disney, Marvel, Star Wars is going to be on the service.
Pretty much if you love it, they own it.
Yeah.
All hail the mouse.
Exactly. And they're selling it to China. So anyway, what do you guys think? Well, actually, we'll start with Tim Matson. What you think about Marvel or Disney Plus? You planning on subscribing, looking into it?
Well, I was just thinking to myself that I have too much money, and I really need a place to give more to. So thankfully, there's another streaming service.
Well, this one's going to be the be all end all. Actually, I hear. Before we go any further here, I hear that DC's their streaming service is just going down. So
you don't say.
Yeah,
I think it barely existed.
So well, when your tentpole programming was the Titans and Swamp Thing that you canceled after one season.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's a lot of hard feelings down here in North Carolina about Swamp Thing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't have jobs now because they pulled up and ditched this great place that they built. They built this incredible indoor swamp so they can film, and we're shooting this show down here in Wilmington.
Wow.
And then they just up and left, so... Yeah.
Yeah, and it seemed rather unceremoniously, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they made the decision before they even released the episodes. Now, I haven't seen any of the episodes. Have any of you guys?
No.
Honestly, I watched the first three or four or five of them until I heard they canceled the series, and then I know it's just going to end in a cliffhanger anyway, and that's just going to irritate me, so.
Yeah, so what's the point, right?
Yeah.
But how were the quality? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what was behind the decision to axe this show that they've obviously invested a certain dollar tag in, and why they would axe it before it even ever aired.
Yeah, I don't know, because I enjoyed it. I thought the quality was really good. The visual effects were pretty decent. And, so I was shocked when I heard that they went ahead and pulled the plug on it.
Who knows?
Well, there was a lot of finger pointing, especially coming back at the state of North Carolina, specifically the Film Incentives Office. And DC made this big stink over that they had been promised more money from the state of North Carolina than they actually were promised. Uh-huh. So there's been a lot of finger pointing and a lot of text written about, who's at fault here. And right. It's really hard to say, to be honest.
Yeah. Cause DC is hardly scraping by, they're on the, on the skid.
They needed that money, North Carolina. They needed it.
Maybe, but that's just the way film and TV works. Yeah. A lot of states have incredible incentives in place. Georgia in particular has been eating North Carolina's lunch for, 5 or 6 years now, because the Republican governor once upon a time axed all of our film incentives. And so it basically wiped out the entire industry here in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that may be changing, though, because I mean, the governor of Georgia made some racist remark. It's been a little while now, but yeah, I remember the Walking Dead and several other productions pulled up stakes as soon as that happened.
Hmm.
That was mostly token resistance. There was a lot of hubbub over production companies not wanting to shoot in Georgia, but at the end of the day, the people who hold the purse strings make the rules. And so, of course, they're going to go shoot in Georgia, because Georgia is going to give them a big tax break.
Yeah. So, I'm surprised to hear that was pretty much the reasoning for Swamp Thing. Cause that's one I was actually thinking seriously about getting the DC streaming. And I was like, oh, cause I want to see Swamp Thing. And then when I heard they canceled it, I'm like, I still want to see them though, but why bother? So, now Marvel, or rather Disney, but again, they own everything anyway. So
it's all the same now.
Yeah. Their streaming it's just going to be phenomenal. I mean, I forget what the price is but you're going to get
I think it's the starter package is like $8 a month, $7.99. Mm-hmm. And then the full blown package, I think, is $13.99. And the full blown package gets you Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN, National Geographic, a couple of other ancillary properties.
Would be worth it with terrible. The Hulu. Yeah, with the Hulu alone.
Yeah, the Hulu adds value. Yeah,
I'm paying that $13 a month for Netflix now as it is.
Right.
I think. Yeah. And with
all our favorites going to be on Disney Plus.
I can count on one hand the number of things I genuinely watch on Netflix on a regular basis.
Right, right. Yeah, there hasn't been anything lately on Netflix, so the only reason I've got Netflix right now is that I signed it with my internet provider. They said, oh, yeah, well, if you sign up now, we'll give you a free year of Netflix. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't had Netflix for over a year now. I axed it just because it was just more, more money than I needed to be spending on entertainment.
Uh-huh.
But, since then, though, there's been a lot of movies and series that look really good. But, I don't know because I haven't seen them. But I did see The Haunting of Hill House series, and I was really impressed with that. There are certain issues that I don't want to, we don't have time to get into right now, but one of these days we should probably talk about it. But I mean, for what it is amazingly well written and really fits. Everything comes together from the beginning and feels like it's complete. You know what I mean? And, they're making a second season now because it was so successful. Uh-oh. They weren't going to, but now it's going to be a different setting, different people. I guess it's going to be like an anthology American Horror type thing.
Okay, that's cool.
Well, the thing I'm impressed about is these streaming services are throwing ridiculous money at these services, at the production. The Mandalorian, which is kind of the benchmark program that Disney Plus is trotting out, looks fantastic, and they're spending a stupefying amount of money per episode on it.
Well, what's that one Apple just did with the morning show? They were paying like $15 million an episode.
Is that with Jennifer Aniston?
And Steve Carell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And critics hate it, but you never know about critics anyway. I guess we're critics, aren't we? But anyway. Yeah.
What do we know?
Yeah. But the $15 million an episode, that's just crazy talk, you know? That's more than I could afford. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, with the Disney Plus, the one thing that we got going is, again, you get the Hulu. And I've been watching Hulu lately a lot. They've got a lot of great things. They got the Stephen King Castle Rock series. They did the 11/22/63 Stephen King story. And that I'm a good, Stephen King fan. And yeah, it was. And they've got, you know, like, they've got an original series, Marvel's Runaways, on Hulu, which is really cool. It's a nice little fun side comics adventure from some kids that have superpowers. It's just a really cool series. So Hulu's got some stuff going on. And the only reason I got Netflix in the first place was because of the Marvel series they were doing. And I'm like, okay, I got to watch this. Well, then they threw out Iron Fist, and I'm like, I don't really need this. And so it's, you know, it's like, well, and now they're, you know, they're no longer doing any Marvel because they're going to be moving over to Disney Plus. And Disney Plus, I mean, first of all, you got Disney. Okay, you got the kids right there. There's every parent with a child, they're going to have something to choose from. Marvel, there we go. There's us, you know, you got everything Marvel's done. They're going to take some old series too, from what I understand. Then you've got Star Wars. They're going to be doing a series on Star Wars.
Yeah, there's the Mandalorian set in the Star Wars universe.
There's one other one.
They're doing an Obi-Wan series
that's
as
it.
Well.
Yeah. And so, you know, so they got right there. They've got the world with just those three, you know, and then they're going to have more than that. So I think this is one that's going to kill some of the others off, maybe. I don't know. I mean, Netflix, they've been losing subscribers month to month this year.
Here's the thing that I fear the most, that I see it already happening, is that with Disney owning all of these various properties, they're all becoming homogenized and almost indistinguishable from each other. And not only that, but Kevin Feige is going to be producing or directing the next big Star Wars film. So, I mean, that's just further proof of everything just becoming the same, you know, and I don't like that. I like there to be some distinction between my favorite nerd pastimes.
Right. Well, there's plenty of nerd pastimes and I don't know. See, all right. So right now I've got Hulu, Amazon, and Netflix. Netflix is free. Amazon, we always do. My wife, because of the shipping aspect
Prime.
Of it.
Yeah, I love that.
And actually, hold on a second, guys. We got to pause here for a second. I got to make a headphone change.
Ladies and gentlemen, this hasn't been done before. A headphone change in live podcast. You're witnessing it here first.
And he's working without a net.
Exactly. Who's a net?
She's the girl that brings him the headphones.
What?
Nothing, just entertaining the audience.
All right. Okay.
Don't worry about it, Gil. You can hear about it in the edit.
I'm sure I will. Isaac, are you there?
I am the one known as Annette.
Annette. So that's why we had the headphones shuffle. Isaac dropped by. So, all right. So, all right. Well, I'll edit.
And he looks great in a bikini.
Surprisingly so.
Well, it's, you know, all that esports training he's doing. So
that's right. That's right.
Well, hey, look at there. Isaac's joining us in the studio. So Isaac is all right. We got almost a full team now again. That's nice. So anyway, Isaac, what we're doing is talking about the new Marvel. I keep calling it Marvel because that's all I care about. It's the Disney Plus streaming series that's going to be coming out, streaming service that's going to be coming out. And we're talking about how DC went down. And
I think you mean a new reason to hoist ye Jolly Roger.
No, I'll actually pay for it. But
allegedly.
At least according to the podcast.
On record.
Terms and
I've already told everybody that I'm sharing my Netflix password with to mark November 12th on your calendar.
right. So
that welfare coming to an end.
That's right.
Well, I know that there's a couple of things going on with one of the many aspects of Disney Plus is that other people are going to look at this as a model. You know, other companies are just going to say
HBO has already announced, right? HBO Max, their own streaming service.
Exactly.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of the DC stuff that died on the DC app is actually getting flipped over to the HBO Max app, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, some sort of whether HBO owns Warner Brothers or Warner Brothers owns HBO, something like that. So,
well, that's
again, it's again, it's
HBO. I heard that HBO is rebranding as GOT. I seriously, they've got like three spinoff Game of Thrones series in the works. I'm like, really? Isn't that like, you know,
one of them
strangling the golden goose or something?
Yeah, one of them they put the stop to recently.
Yeah. Well, and after that series finale, that golden goose is pretty well dead anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like They killed their own.
Yeah.
They went female praying mantis on it. When they were done with it, bit its head off.
And then you got the other streaming service that's out there that I'm so curious about, the CBS Access.
Oh, I've got it.
Then that's the one that's going to have Picard on it, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My wife watches soap operas on CBS All Access. That's why we have CBS All Access.
Nice.
I got to tell you, I can't justify subscribing to that because I will not support kidnappers.
Kidnappers?
People who take hostages.
You want to go into detail?
I want to watch Picard, but I don't want to watch a single other thing that they have. There's not a single, no reruns of Matlock. No, thank you. I don't want any of that old people programming. I want to watch Picard, but I'm not going to pay for your streaming service.
CBS All Access also has the Star Trek original series. They've got Star Trek Next Generation and Voyager and Deep Space Nine. So you can wax nostalgic with some of those.
But I have almost all of those on Blu-ray.
Exactly.
Well, there goes Isaac's comment about the Jolly Roger coming up again. So we can hoist that petard, that's for sure.
It's too easy, bro. The internet is easy access.
Way too easy. I don't know. It's like, I think that these streaming services are going to have to... And again, I think that's what Disney Plus is doing right, merging with ESPN and Hulu, is they're going to have to start merging and providing more content.
And the thing that Disney has going for it is its business model is different than almost any other streaming service out there, because Disney as a corporation has theme park money, so they can throw ridiculous amounts of money at their streaming service, buying up content, putting together new content for it, at a rate that Netflix and Amazon is in a little bit similar boat, because they have the shopping aspect of it.
Right.
So they have additional revenue streams beyond just the streaming service. But let's face it, Disney owns pretty much the world.
This didn't just happen either. This is something Disney has been had in the works for the last 3 or 4 decades.
Oh, yeah.
They fully intended to eventually own the world, and they're pretty much there now.
Yeah.
Their business model is the U.S.'s business model when it was back in the 1500s. Disney's Manifest Destiny.
Everyone's a mouse.
Now, I am not, right now the price point for the streaming service is fantastic at $13 a month.
There.
It will not stay there.
Yeah,
that's a nice introductory, that's the free crack the guy gives.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's one of the things I...
Gorsh!
One of the things reasons I got rid of cable and any satellite services is because they kept raising those prices and not providing any more content.
They did, but it was just crap nobody wanted.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
I don't
exactly.
need 4 different QVCs and 5 different religious channels.
Right, exactly. There's enough Benny Hinn I can get, But it's one thing, if you're going to raise them and not provide content, if these guys raise it, they'd better provide that content. I mean, they'll go the way of Netflix.
Well, I'm interested to see if at some point we see Disney putting together movies, theatrical movies that don't ever actually get a theatrical release, that just get released on these streaming services on Disney Plus as a way to entice people to buy it, to keep it. So if you want to see Ant-Man 3, for example, you're going to have the Disney Plus app.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think there's any way they're going to do that. That's something. Movies are, when they're released in the theater worldwide, are so profitable that there's no way they're going to tie that to a streaming service.
True. But, Disney's well known for a lot of members straight to video back in the days of videotapes. Disney was well known for having
They're also,
those.
Like, their lower quality stuff.
True.
I mean, that's there's a reason why it goes direct to video, is because they've spent no money on this.
Right. And so, I imagine they're going to try to release a few of those that'll be only on streaming, but they're not going to be the big names. Like, I don't know, Ant-Man 3. Well, aren't they doing an Ant-Man and Wasp series? Is that going to be animated, or is that going to be a live action? I think it's going to be animated.
Maybe. No. I know they're doing a lot of the What If series with Marvel on the Disney Plus app that looks interesting. Man, I hope they start cranking out some of those direct-to-VHS type movies. I miss the horrible martial arts flicks from the 80s and early 90s.
Oh, have you heard about there's a network called the Hi-Ya. It's terrible.
What?
H-I-A, that's the name of it. H-I-Y-A-H. And it's at .com, their website. And they're only on like Roku and a few other things right now. But it's Wellgo USA. They're a label that does, they're the only label that I know of that actually releases Kung Fu movies and Hong Kong action and flicks. And they're okay. They're not as good as some of the overseas companies. But anyway, they've got this channel and they're all their properties. You can watch it streaming. But I, like I said, I own the stuff I want on Blu-ray, so I'm not going to subscribe. Right. But it is out there, and they do have all this classic content. So if you're
into it. Back in my youth, I was a huge Jean-Claude fan, Steven Seagal, Jackie Chan, and I watched some truly horrific martial arts movies. I was familiar with the chairman from American, the cooking show that's a ripoff. Iron Chef America.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that goes a la cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was familiar with him back when he was a bad martial arts movie star. I knew Billy Blanks before he did Tai Bo.
Oh, man.
And have you happened to see the Jean-Claude Van Damme Amazon show?
Yes. The Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Yeah.
I freaking loved it.
I thought it was really funny.
Oh, it was very, so very funny. Good. The minute the opening sequence starts with him going, I used to be super famous. Yep. Nope. I'm all in. I appreciate that Jean-Claude knows who he is, knows who he was, and has that bit of self-deprecating humor.
Yeah. Yeah. Unlike Steven Seagal.
Yeah, who still thinks he's way too serious.
Oh, he's a walking joke.
Yes. Well, I was looking on the Disney Plus website just now, and one of the things they're going to be able to offer, and Netflix kind of did this, but for the most part, I watch most of mine on Roku, so there's no downloading, but they're going to allow you to download TV shows or movies to take with you, you know, so there'll be some downloading as well.
That makes not pirating just streaming. Easier.
Yeah, it does make pirating a lot easier.
I'm guessing there's going to be some hardcore digital rights management on the back end of that stuff. You can download it, but
Disney was the first to do that on their videotapes, you know, so they didn't want anybody copying those. So they're going to find a way.
They worked great.
Yeah.
Disney may find a way, but pirates find more of a way.
I can guarantee you that Disney's encryption puts our own government's encryption to shame.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we still hack through it, but I mean, there were still, I found a hacked version. I can get it without the little color changes going on. Not that I never tried to copy any of them or nothing. I just heard about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're going to allow some downloading. And I mean, I don't know. It looks interesting. Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic. And that's just with Disney Plus. And so that's going to be, I don't know. It looks like it's going to be good. Although their website's not that friendly. I want to see what they're trying to offer me, but I can't seem to find. But all they have is all sorts of great photos. You got what's her name from Dwayne Johnson, where he was a Hawaiian hero.
Moana.
There we go. Then you got the Incredibles. You got Iron Man, Darth Vader, and a panda. So it's like, okay, I see what you're trying to do, but I don't know. I think they're going to bump a lot of the streaming services out of business.
I don't know. I think that Netflix has still got a lot of legs. I don't think that it's going to go away at all. And I really can't justify jumping into a streaming service that is limited only to one company's product. I just can't. Mm-hmm. I can't justify it. There's so much out there.
Right.
I've just kind of gotten over that fear of missing out. If I don't see any of the DC shows because I don't have their streaming service, well, I don't see them. It's not like I don't have a bazillion other things to
watch. Exactly.
I'm okay with missing some stuff. And I just think that to expect me to pay to stream only Disney stuff, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to do that.
Well, you're going to miss out on the High School Musical series.
Hang on.
Monsters at Work, which is Monsters, Inc. series.
Shut up and take my money.
The World According to Jeff Goldblum. It's going to be a series on there. Okay.
Is it bad that that actually interests me?
Right. No,
that well, actually made me go, what the hell is it?
Let's find out while we're talking about this. Yeah. But while it's loading up, I will tell you that World According to Jeff Goldblum, it's a National Geographic production. And let's see here.
It's just Jeff Goldblum being his Jeff Goldblumiest. Yeah.
Through the prism of Jeff Goldblum, always inquisitive and highly entertaining mind, nothing is as it seems in this series. Each episode is centered around something we all love, like sneakers or ice cream, as Jeff pulls the thread on these deceptively familiar objects.
Okay. Right. I'm even more confused now than before you read that.
I'm more confused, and then I still want to see it. But but for the Marvel, they're doing, let's see here. Okay.
Well, that strikes me as a kind of series that you need some THC prep work ahead of time.
Yeah. Maybe. And here in Illinois, we could probably do that. WandaVision is coming up. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That ought to be fun. What If, of course. Now, the What If, I'm looking forward to that because I loved the What If comics. Those were so great. And I can't wait to see what they do with it. And I'm sure they're animated. But Loki.
I got to be honest. If you told me that the Falcon and Winter Soldier was just them like being roommates and having to deal with like grocery shopping.
Sort of an odd couple.
Who has to do the dishes. If you made that, I would subscribe to that series.
Dun, 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 dun.
That whole scene of them in the car passive aggressively arguing about the seat.
Right.
That was comedy gold. I would watch an entire show just with those two guys doing that.
Maybe we get Thor and Captain America and they could do grumpy old superheroes.
Yeah.
I'm liking that. Well, they're also gonna have 30 seasons of The Simpsons on Disney Plus. How about that?
That's been available for a while.
I know, right? I've got actually most of the DVD collection.
I'm not sure if that's a benefit, to be honest. A lot of that seems like a bit of a punishment.
Well, I think HBO Max landed the entire run of South Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they did.
South Park is going to be on HBO Max.
Which I'm kind of ticked about because they're taking it off Hulu, and that's where I watch my South Park. And this season, I got rehooked to South Park this season because of what they did with China, and I'm like, I'm loving it. You guys totally made fun of them in the right way. So, yeah. Now here's one. Marvel. See, it's not a clickable link, so they don't know what it is yet. But Marvel Hero Project. So I don't know what it is, but we'll see.
That's the promise of a better high from the guy that's giving you the first hit.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Right. Yeah, because they don't have but they got Lady in the Mandalorian so far has been the big one that everybody's been talking about.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, aren't they doing the live action Lady and the Tramp on Disney Plus?
Yep. They got a link to that. That's the one. I mean, the only thing I
the
remember,
world needs a live action Lady and the Tramp.
God, yes.
Well, so there's your movie. There's your exclusive movie.
There you go.
Yeah, because they've been releasing live-action versions of all their stuff to theaters, but if they're releasing that just to their channel, then that's what we were talking about.
Yep.
Well, I think there's a really good reason why that's going on the streaming service, because the Lion King live-action was terrible. Holy shit.
That's what I heard.
I'd be willing to bet that this was originally going to be a theatrical production. Well, and no way. We can't know. This is terrible.
I really enjoyed the live action movie when I watched it '93 or '94 when it first came out. I really liked it then. That would be the animated one.
Oh, yeah.
Not the weird live action.
Because it was still animated. I mean, there was no live action.
Well, yeah. Now,
it is. It was full of all these lines of stuff that have no expression whatsoever on their faces.
Yeah. From a visual effects standpoint, I appreciated the fact that it looked photo real, and I thought that was really neat to watch. But the fact that the level of that uncanny valley that you deal with when you have CGI characters was next level in some of those scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but photorealism is one thing, but you could just go photograph some lions and put some voiceover work on it, and you'd have the exact same thing.
Yep.
What was those old cartoons, Clutch Cargo, from back in the day, where the basically all they did was animate the mouth part, or yeah, the mouth part was real, the rest of it was animated.
No, that's Annoying Orange.
Annoying Orange does that too, yeah. But it's like, yeah, there's your live action Lion King right there, a better way to do it. So I don't know. It's just,
hey, did any of you guys see Gemini Man?
No.
Why would I want to see Will Smith in his mediocre? God. Why, I have never had interest in seeing Will Smith in his mediocre acting times two.
Will Smith and Will Smith. That's not going to get me in the theater.
No.
I went and saw it. And again, it was one of those where I was impressed at how well they were able to execute their vision. We can talk about the validity of their vision, but they were able to execute it well. But the thing that seemed most odd was that they shot it in high frame rate.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went to see it at Eagle Theater here in Robinson, by the way, proud sponsors of the Nerd Up podcast. Thank you, Eagle Theater. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't even show it in the way it was originally shot. It was shot at 120 frames a second. And I think there are like four theaters nationwide who were actually going to be able to show it the way it was shot. Right. So, and even at Eagle, I think they were showing it at 60 frames a second, which is still faster than normal.
Right.
And it just looked weird. it was supposed to look more realistic and bring you into the story more. And it just kind of kept me out of the story more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Because you're amazed at how real it looked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
just constantly reminded me that it wasn't real.
Because, it looked real. Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know. That's one of those ones that let me ask you. How was the young Will Smith aging effect or de-aging effect?
I thought they did a really good job of it.
Okay.
I was impressed by that because, we've seen it in all of them and several of the Marvel movies where they de-age. And those are for individual scenes or individual moments.
Not for a whole movie.
Yeah, but for the whole movie, I thought it was good, again, for what it was.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're going to focus your whole movie on that aspect, you're going to really pay more attention to that and make sure you get it right. So, I don't know. It just wasn't one of those that I'm dying to see. In fact, I was dying for you to go see it and let me know.
I'm the guinea pig.
Yes. Well, he survived that one.
Speaking of which, how was Terminator?
I'm very happy to tell you that it was barking awesome.
Oh,
I can't even believe that I am this enthusiastic after seeing this, that I am this happy with it. I knew that there was another sequel in there somewhere. And what they've been trying to do for years now, and they fail and failing miserably, is to try to outdo, well, basically part two. Because part two, I love part one, but part two is the most bombastic and edge of your seat. It's an amazing action film. Some people disagree with me, but I saw it back when it was released in the theaters. The THX sound back then was still a new thing. So, I was blown through the back wall of the theater. And in the bazillion times I've watched it since, I still love Terminator 2. Uh-huh. But these other things have tried to top it simply by saying, okay, let's build a bigger and better set piece. And that's what they start with. And then they try to work their way backward to a plot point that they can sell to get you there. And they think that you won't notice. Well, I'm sorry, I do notice. And that's the problem. That's why the other ones haven't succeeded.
You mean you weren't distracted by them casting a hot, almost illegal young lady as a Terminator in one of them? The Rise of the Machine, I think, was the one where
that was the third one. Yeah.
Yeah, the evil Terminator that was an oddly attractive woman.
Yeah. But I don't hate any of them. I actually have them all on video, and I still get even the worst hated among fans is the Terminator Salvation. To me, that's just a B movie set in the Terminator universe. And if you look at it that way, it's really entertaining. And, the fact that Arnold's CGI is in it is just kind of a bonus. It's not, if you went to go see it because you saw Arnold was going to be in it, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This was, and I've never been a fan of Cameron's writing per se, even though I'm a big fan of a lot of his movies, but his writing has never been his strong point. But he really, he's the one who brought this back on track. I mean, he co-wrote this script with David Goyer and a couple of other people. But it's a really tight script. Now, yes, there are a few plot points that are a bit hinky, but I mean, it's not that bad when you compare them with the average action film. Most writers don't even think about the plot. Like I said, they just try to get from one action piece to the next. And as far as the action pieces go in this, they are phenomenal. They do. He succeeds in doing what they all these people have failed in doing, and that in topping the second one. Now, I'm not saying that I love this more than I love the second one, but as far as the where this goes, the where it goes through the ceiling, this those key action scenes are amazingly well choreographed, and they work really well now on the big screen. Now on video, who knows? But I would really be interested to see, you know, once people's opinions start coming out. I know it's getting kind of a above average rating on Rotten Tomatoes and the you know, those sites, but you know, you can't really tell anything from that. But here's the thing that I liked is the details. There's a lot of details in this film. Now, every sequel and every remake that we that you can name has callbacks to the original. 99% of the times, they're so obvious. It's like someone slamming you on the head with a sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no subtlety to it. It's like, look, look, this is from the original. Don't you remember? Didn't you love it when this happened? There are moments.
Hey, guys, remember when Arnold said, I'll be back?
Yeah, he's back.
Well, the thing is there those moments are in this movie, but they are not, they're not served to you with a sledgehammer. That if you're not looking for them, you wouldn't even notice they're there because they're not played up for laughs or goofs or whatever the hell people think they're doing with these references. They're there for the fans. And if you're a fan and you've seen the movies as many times as I have, you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, yeah. They're just little details that they subtly paint these scenes with that, like I said, you're not going to notice if you're not looking for them. And the other thing that I really loved about this, and this is going to probably be very divisive for the dude bros out there and the and the people who aren't with the, let's say, social revolution of the last 20, 30 years. This, I mean, it's obvious that the three heroes in this are all women. And Arnold's character, they use him very, very cleverly. Clever is not the right word, but he's not. This is not about him saving the women. This is about him being a tool for the women to save themselves. Oh. And it's really, yeah, it's really played out well. Now, if you saw the Halloween remake that was really, really over amped and over.
Oh yeah. The Rob and Zombie one. Yeah.
No. Oh. The one that they did just a few years ago.
Oh yeah. I know. Okay.
Where they turned Jamie Lee Curtis into Linda Hamilton from the Terminator.
Right. That's right. Exactly. Exactly. What exactly.
It's like there's already a Linda Hamilton and there's already a Terminator. Do something different. And they didn't even do it right, in my opinion. But they brought Linda Hamilton back for this after 30 years. And I love her character. They don't, you know, she's not, she's playing second fiddle well, she's not a Terminator. She's an enhanced human being. But she's the one who's defending the girl in this who is key to the, you know, to the future and survival of man. But I mean, it's just, there's an edge to it. There's a political edge to that. And to there's the fact that this 3/4 of the movie takes place south of the border. That's no accident. Ah. There's a very key scene.
Wait, how'd they get over that wall?
There's a very key scene that takes place at a refugee detention center. That is not, again, no accident that place gets, you know, sliced up by the Terminator. And pretty much all of the victims are the military personnel that are manning this place. I don't think if you're not looking for this kind of thing, you might not even sense that it's that there's a political edge to this film, but it's there. And it's sharp as hell, and I enjoyed it. I was like, because I'm behind it. I mean, those politics are my politics. And if they're not your politics, you're probably not going to like this film unless you just completely ignore that aspect.
I cannot wait to take my wife now.
Yeah, I was going to say, that review did not go the direction I thought it was.
No.
I am thrilled to hear that. I'm even more excited to go see it now.
Well, it is 69% on Rotten Tomatoes, so Joker was 69%, so, you know. I think it's accurate. You know, I got to ask you, Eric. You said they, you said that they used him sparingly, or well, cleverly, or whatever word that you finally came up with there. But so does he get any? Does he deliver any of his one-liners?
I don't think he did. Now, Linda Hamilton has the one-liner that they played in the trailer that everyone, you know, gets the laughs. But that's it's really atypical of the rest of the lines in the film, where she blows the guy over the side of the interstate and tells the two girls that this is their first meeting, and she's like, you know, I'll be back. Mm-hmm. And it's still not played as pointedly as it is in the other sequels.
Okay.
But it's also atypical because it's the most obvious of the references. Most of the references are much more subtle than that.
All right. So, okay. Now I'm going to ask you to recommend this on a variety of bases here. So let's say a diehard Terminator fan. All right. Would you recommend it to them?
Oh, I think they'd freaking love this. I mean, because I'm a diehard Terminator fan, and I absolutely loved it.
All right. Now it's Isaac's turn here, not for him to recommend, but you're going to recommend it to Isaac, and the guy that's like, he saw the trailer, and he goes, yeah, I got no desire. What would you tell him to get to see it?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what Isaac's into,
like the visual effects look really terrible. Like, it's the first time I've seen a trailer in a while, and I'm like, that looks bad.
There's really bad. Some that are and some that aren't. Like there's a scene early on where the Terminators are coming. It's a scene in the future, and the Terminators are coming out of the water that looks really CGI. And it's like one of the first CGI things you see. So it's like probably not wise to have used that, or maybe they should have put a little more work into it. But honestly, I was really so impressed because it had a story and a plot, and it had a theme, and it had more than one theme, and it had and like I said, it had this political edge to it, and that's something that I think that movies need now, and I think that they're starting to get there because, you know, fortunately Hollywood is on the side of social progressiveness, and so we're getting to see these more and more often and more frequently, but it can be done right and it can be done badly. It's done right here. Now, I can't say as far as the feminism, because you know, I'm a white male. I'm the last person that can properly evaluate feminist content. And this was written by four dudes and it was directed by a dude. So, I mean, but if you consider those things, this has a very strong pro-feminist angle to it. I'm sure that if a woman had some input into the script, it would have been even better. But for four dudes, it's not bad. And it's very, very socially aware.
Yeah, I think Linda Hamilton's only complaint that I've, or and not even a complaint necessarily, comment that she made is she actually was wearing a prosthetic butt for literally the entirety of the film.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I 100% serious. Because you know, she spent a year or so getting in kick-ass shape
for
this movie. And part of that meant she apparently lost some butt. And so when she got there, they fashioned her with a prosthetic butt.
That is so anti-feminist.
And she said, that, you know, she spent a year working her ass off so she could make it to set and they could put an ass on her.
Oh, jeez. That's terrible. Well, I mean, she's an old woman in this. I'm not looking at her ass.
Exactly.
For God's sake, what were they thinking?
Eric, some of us have very specific needs.
No judgment.
Yes, this is a friendly zone.
Though. I can't believe they did that.
Well, all right. So now what about a person that's never seen a Terminator movie in their life, which I don't know what's wrong with those people, but what would you say to them, Eric?
I think that this film is pretty well self-encapsulated. I mean, of course, there's references to the first two films. By the way, if you're not aware, this film is a direct sequel to the second one.
Right.
The other sequels have been swept, and the Sarah Connor Chronicles have all been swept aside. They no longer exist. They're no longer canon. which is not a bad thing in this case.
Right.
If this film had been as mediocre as the other sequels, I would have been like, okay, well, what was the point of the clean slate? But they didn't do that. They actually went somewhere else with this.
Okay. All right. Cause I was wondering if it had any kind of a standalone feel as well. I mean, everybody knows it and the references would be that it is a sequel, but I mean, if it had any that, it could stand on its own.
Yeah, and I think if you've never
even heard of Terminator before, you could go into this movie and not be lost and enjoy it as a standalone film.
So I did a little fact checking just to make sure I was right. And yeah, Linda Hamilton was on the Graham Norton show with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and she was talking about the fact that she had a butt prosthetic. There's actually a story about it. New York Post has an article about it that. She still can't believe that they gave her a fake butt after she worked her ass off to get in shape.
That's so
just wrong.
Well, okay, we'll take it though. So,
but at least it was just a prosthetic butt, and they didn't try to go in and CGI her ass on after the fact.
Yeah, that would have been really insulting.
You know,
it would have looked like Henry Cavill's upper lip.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you know, I was going to see it anyway. I had full intention. And my wife is an Arnold fan, and I knew I'd go with her. I'm trying to get Isaac to go, but he's still, yeah. I don't think he's sold yet. So, what's your response again?
Arnold is really good in this too. He really is. Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but I mean, there's a certain backstory that he has that makes him a very different Terminator than he's ever played before.
Okay. All right. Isaac, did he sell you? well spoken. Well said. So, all right. Well, I definitely want to give it a shot because, I mean, I'm in anyway. It's a Terminator movie.
I was going to go see it regardless, but now I can go see it enthusiastically.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope I'm not overselling it, but I really did love it. I kept thinking, I was like, okay, where's it going to fall apart? And I'm like, you know, getting to the last 15 minutes, I'm like, okay, now something's going to happen. They're going to fumble it. They really didn't. I loved it all the way through. And I got up and I was like, okay, do I have any reservations about this film? Nope. Mm-hmm. I don't.
And that's been the issue with so many of them in the past is they've had interesting concepts and ideas, but they failed to execute or stick the landing.
All right. Well, I'm gonna.
This was directed by Tim Miller, who I didn't recognize until I got back and looked on the internet. He's the guy that did the Deadpool movies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which I would have never guessed from watching this, but you know.
What? You mean there's no fart jokes?
No.
Darn.
There's no looking at the camera.
Although I would die if Arnold looked at the camera and said, I'll be back.
Yeah. That would be awesome. So, all right. Well, I was already going to see it. I got a little more enthusiasm for it. And my big thing, the reason I wanted to see it is because in T2, my favorite Terminator was that. Which model was it that has the melty stuff going on?
I think it's the T-1000. That's the other thing I got to mention. This is a brand new Terminator that is an amalgam of both the mechanical and the shape-shifting liquid stuff. And
kind of looks like a Terminator nesting doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And when you see the way that they use this thing, it's so different than any of the other Terminators. It's just everything feels innovative and new. I mean, they did the impossible.
Okay. Well, see, that was my favorite Terminator was that liquid guy, the way he could do things like, how do you kill that? And they eventually found a way, of course. And so this one, I saw from the trailer that it looked like an amalgamation, like you said, between the two. And I'm like, okay, how's that going to work? And I got some ideas going through my brain about how I would love to see it work. And I'm hoping that's what they're going to do. So
it's definitely fully exploited. Trust me.
Cool. Okay. That's what I'm wanting. All right. Well, I'm going to see it anyway. So, well,
let me know what you think. Cause I'm curious if everyone's going to love it as much as I am or as much as I do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I definitely will. All right. So let's see here. You know, actually, we were going to talk about Watchmen with Tim Coker, but Eric, you saw some Watchmen, didn't you?
Actually, no. But I have only got one episode so far. Okay. How many have they shown?
I don't know. Two? Okay, so they got two episodes. Tony has seen them, and Tim. So I guess we'll hold that one off till later. Also, I'm kind of winding down here because it's about time to take off for me anyway. I got plans and things and fun to have.
I mean, this should be your priority. This should be your life.
It is. This is my priority. That's why I didn't have to help my stepdaughter move because I came here instead. And Isaac went to help, and that's why he came in late. So, how was that, Isaac? How was that, by the way?
I ate McDonald's. So that's about that's
freaking everybody's eating McDonald's. Do people realize just because they rebuilt the outside of the restaurant, they didn't change the food inside?
Yeah. Oh, I don't care. That's a good thing.
Yeah, they redesigned our McDonald's here. So
you can
yeah.
tell me what's in a McDonald's burger. I won't care, dude. It's a good burger for a dollar.
Our McDonald's has been closed for what, a month?
About a month now.
About yeah. a month. And you'd have thought that people stopped making food.
Yeah. I'm sure Taco Bell didn't feel that.
Well, they stopped making food too, so
I'm sure they wish they did.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was just so yeah, we get this, and the thing is when they redid the McDonald's, it's all over the internet. There's a meme about it, and Tony, you shared it a couple times.
Yeah, when did McDonald's go from being a happy child to a moody adult?
Yeah, because they're all gray now. It's like, what?
Yeah, they're leaning heavy into that McCafe, you know,
yep.
vibe.
So, yeah. Anyway, so that was the enjoyment you had today was you got to eat McDonald's. Okay. Yeah.
That was the highlight of my day.
So did you move stuff? Did you actually physically move?
Unfortunately.
So you actually did some work today. All right. That's cool. So, but anyway, one of the things on the future podcast, I do want to get to that Watchmen that we're going to be talking about. I want to see it. I love Watchmen and I want to see the series. So it's going to take me a little while. It's a matter of it's on HBO. It's like, I'm going to have to go over to my friend's.
Shiver me timber.
Yeah. Or go to my neighbor's house and just say, hey, I'm watching a show on your TV for a little while. I don't think they'll mind.
This time you may want to make sure they're home first.
And I got pants.
Yeah, so. Keep your pants on.
So, yeah, we'll see. Anyway, eventually I do want to see that, and we can talk about that. Also on another upcoming episode, Todd Black is launching another. He's been on the podcast several times before. He's doing another a comic book. And I've shared it on the Nerd Up Facebook page, but it's got a really cool name because he's taking place in Japan.
Wolverine Origins.
No, all right, here we go. Todd Black is doing a comic book called Tokyo Blade Detectives, set 200 years in the future in Tokyo. And
Wolverine Origins.
In a land where guns are outlawed and only the blade can rule. Wolverine Origins.
Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah. So, but
it's Deadpool, it's but we're going to sew his mouth shut.
But anyway, he's got this. It's a really nice comic. It looks like it's going to be kind of a fun one. And Todd Black's always got some really cool storylines. We, as a podcast, we've all been in several issues of Home, another comic he did. And there's a Kickstarter out. I want to get him on that. We're going to talk about that sometime soon. And I immediately pledged to get myself drawn into the comic. I like that. I like being drawn into comic books. And then also one other.
Is he going to draw you like one of his French girls?
Pretty much.
But isn't that why you're a comic fan in the first place? Because you were drawn
in?
Sorry. Sorry.
And that's why I love podcasting. And there was one other. Oh, Star Trek. We were going to talk about Picard. And
I get the feeling, though, that's going to be picking a fight.
Well, that'll be the fun part of it. Now that one's on CBS All Access. Yep. When does that come out?
Yeah.
Next, I think January.
Oh.
I believe 2020. Yeah,
I know it wasn't this year, but.
Yeah, you know. I think January is when it finally launches, when it finally comes out.
You know, that's coincidental. Illinois is going to have legal weed in January, and Picard's going to be on.
Yes.
They planned that. But anyway, so, yeah, that's another
and
one.
I will be very happy.
Because of Picard.
Because of Picard. No, I recently watched the New York Comic Con trailer for Picard, and it looks pretty spectacular. I mean, it's obviously a direct sequel to The Next Generation and those movies, and
I'm hoping
Brent Spiner makes an appearance as Data, which I think is kind of cool. And
yeah, you know, how does an android gain weight?
That was the thing that bugged me a little bit.
The shape of his face is completely different now.
Yeah, and the thing that I found most distracting was his hairline, oddly enough, was his hairline looked different.
Yeah.
And so
I'm distracted by my hairline every day.
Well, I'm just thinking it's more storage space for Data, but, you know, I'm just guessing, so. But we'll see. Yeah, because
they expanded his hard drive.
yeah, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, baby.
So, well, yeah, so there's a lot of things we got to talk about, and so I think we're going to keep this on a more regular basis again, and we'll have nothing else. Oh, and also one final thing that I want to get on this podcast coming up soon is that my son is a sports star. It's a, well, okay. He's an esports.
Apparently you got some looks the other night at a family dinner when you talked about your son being a collegiate athlete.
Yes. Yeah, we were having a family dinner and I had like several people's a birthday for somebody. I said, yeah, they're out talking to one of the guys. And I said, what are you going to do? Are you going out for track and field? He goes, no, just basketball. And then I said, hey, you know, Isaac is a sports star at Eastern Illinois University. And everybody just gave me this weird look. Isaac, they know you. And so then I had to explain esports. Yeah. So and that's actually a sanctioned thing by colleges that they have athletes that got, like Isaac that play the games as a team. And
I'm really interested in that. What do you play, Isaac?
I play Overwatch.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what's your thought on the Overwatch 2 announcement?
It's Overwatch 1.5.
Yeah.
You can pay $60 for an extra game mode that should have just been an expansion on the first game.
Oh.
Like, it does not look good.
Oh. Well on the esports, tell us what are all the games that are played on a collegiate level?
They have Counter-Strike or CS:GO, Counter-Strike Global Offensive,
Thing is so old now.
Yeah. what else do they have? They have League of Legends. They've got Smash Bros. They've got I don't really keep up with the rest of the games that we've got going on.
Okay, so but there
they've
are
got, like sports like FIFA or something like that.
Okay, so now you
wish this had existed when I was a kid, right? And I could have went, shut up, Mom, I will too make a living doing this.
This is going to get me into college.
Yeah. I'm hoping for a scholarship somewhere soon now, because that's all he did all his life.
Having said that, what was it, a few months ago, the kid won like several $1 million at a Fortnite tournament or something.
Yes.
And after taxes, it's probably like $10,000.
Yeah, probably. But I still took that opportunity to go to my mom. See, this could have been me. Mm-hmm. But no, I had to do my homework.
Instead of playing. So, yeah. So one of the podcasts, I'm going to interview basically Isaac, and we'll all torture him and find out what makes, because that making him talk is torture. So, but I want to, what makes an esports team and what you got to do and how it got, I mean, because you had to try out for it and audition, so to speak, right?
You could say that. It's just right now, it's a registered student organization. Like, they're trying to get it actually as a sport so we can play against other colleges. But whenever we do play against other colleges, it's just called scrimmages.
Okay.
Because it being a registered student organization doesn't mean, like, I don't think you can get a scholarship for it or anything like that. I think it's just...
Wait till they hear from me.
A club.
Well, now, they have an arena, so to speak, right?
Yeah. We didn't get funded for that because so many people showed interest. Or the... How did he put it? He brought it to the higher-ups, the leader of the organization brought it to the higher ups and basically like said, I think there would be a general interest in this. And so that they basically just got it funded.
Okay. So you guys have on Eastern Illinois University campus, they have an esports arena.
This is like the first semester that it's actually been
right
so far. Yeah.
And how is that arena?
I mean, it's just a bunch of high tech computers next to each other.
Oh.
So it's pretty much what you'd expect.
So like the old LAN parties then?
Pretty much, though.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to get, I mean, you saw how tough it was to get him to talk that much. We're going to get him to talk more about esports because, A, I'm curious because I hear that this is a trend. This is a thing that's becoming more and more prevalent at colleges and even professional levels.
I've watched it. I mean, I've watched it on TV. I've watched it on the internet, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, and we've gone to a couple of cons before where that's like a major thing is esports competitions going on, and it's like, yeah, so I want to talk about that. So we got some plans for the podcast coming up, and I think we're calling into this nerd talk for the day. I mean, for like I said, I got things to do. I got McDonald's to eat.
That's right.
So
I got to go wait in line for an hour to get to the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Right, yeah. That's when they reopened. What was up with that drive-thru line?
Oh my God.
So anyway, Tim Mattson, you got anything you want to close out with?
No.
Isaac has worn off on you. So, oh, no, that's good. Okay. All right. What about you, Eric? Eric, good. You got any closing words?
No, maybe next week I'd like to talk about Borderlands 3. I've been playing a lot of that, but we'll leave that till next time.
Have you played that yet, Isaac?
No.
Okay, I thought you did.
I will play that over winter break with my friends.
Oh, okay. All right.
Have any of you guys played, or are any of you into the WWE wrestling games?
Oh, God.
I played WWE 2K16 and made a bunch of freaks on it ever since they removed the ability to make, like, thighs 5 feet wide and make ankles like 1 inch.
Well, apparently with WWE 2K20, the programmers took care of making the freaks for you. The game is so damn glitchy. I mean, it is broke.
I've seen some footage of it, yeah.
It's so broke that PlayStation is refunding money for it.
Wow.
Because it is horrible.
Oh, that is broke.
That's broke.
Yeah.
That's broke. Okay, well, Tony, any closing words for you?
No. Again, hey, I appreciate you guys letting me come on and talk and play along with you.
Yeah. Hey, it's fun because, well, first of all, Tony and I have to work together, okay? And if we can be nerd out like this for an hour, just imagine what it's like every day of the week when we're together, guys. So, it's, you know, basically we should record it all the time.
Yeah.
So, this is nothing. But Isaac, what about you? Any closing remarks?
No.
All right. Well, then I'll just say... guys, thanks a million for coming in today because, hey, you could have done other things with your Saturday. But I'm wanting to get this on the roll again. So that's what we're doing. And if you enjoy the Nerd Up podcast, please let us know. You know, send us emails, tweet us. You can, leave us voicemail on the website, nerduppodcast.com. For some reason, some yahoo keeps reporting us as offensive on Facebook, but it's a Facebook thing, so I hate Facebook anyway.
What?
Yeah, they keep reporting us offensive, so I cannot put any links to nerduppodcast.com on Facebook. They said that is it goes against their, community standards.
Yeah. What the hell is up with Zuckerberg? I don't know.
It wouldn't be a problem.
He must really like Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be a problem if Gil quit showing his nipples.
That's because Zuck relates to the androids.
You know, maybe. But I put in arguments every single time, and I was like, no, how does this go against standards? What are you talking about? And that was back when I would edit out the bad words. And now I don't bother doing that because Zuckerberg doesn't mean a thing to me anymore. So now we're definitely going to get banned from Facebook. but I don't know what it is. I just cannot.
Is it bad that when you talk about Mark Zuckerberg, I picture Jesse Eisenberg instead of actually Mark Zuckerberg? I picture Eisenberg from the Social Network movie.
Right, right.
I think that's your brain trying to defend your mind.
That's like the full evolution line of Mark Zuckerberg. It goes like, what's his name? It goes Michael Cera, then at level 16 he evolves into Jesse Eisenberg, and then at level 32 he evolves into Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, boy.
I think that works, yeah. So, but anyway, so tell all your friends to protest that Nerd Up podcast on Facebook. But I will, you know, I get around it. I can type in Nerd Up space pod, or wait, I can type in www space Nerd Up podcast space com, and people realize, oh, that's a website, but I'll have to copy and paste it and put in the dots. So, but they still know where to go. So hopefully that'll keep going. But anyway, so yeah, tell all your friends that Facebook doesn't like us there. I don't, and somebody's reporting us. It's got to be that, and I cannot figure who. So, Tim?
It was me. Guys, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's for fun. So, but anyway, you can always go to nerduppodcast.com, and you can, anywhere you got your favorite podcast streams from, we're on them. So, we don't need Facebook necessarily. It's just easier. So anyway, that's a bit for this time around. Don't forget, nerduppodcast.com. Buy our t-shirts. Send us a donation. Whatever you want to do. I'm not going to get on that Patreon thing. I figure I'll let this be free, and if people want to pay, they can buy a t-shirt and look cool. So I'm not going to do the pay or you don't hear, because I don't think we get any money.
You don't want to make that ultimatum.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
How about if we have a Patreon and they pay for every episode we don't do?
Ooh, we might get rich that way.
Well, I figure eventually Disney will make us an offer. So.
That's what I'm hoping. So, anyway, so
if
that's it.
If we, pay, if we we make them pay for every episode we don't do, then we can make Disney an offer.
Yes, true.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I don't know what to title it yet, but we're going to have some fun with this one, and because it's just little ramblings here and there. Ah, that's it, little ramblings. And so,
and where to find them.
So I'm Guilty Wilson, and like we like to say every single episode, stay nerdy.
Stay nerdy.
Wolverine Origins.